The team from Dangote, the Dangote camp, arrived yesterday, and immediately they went into meeting with ZIA along with other government ministries and departments who are responsible for hosting any investor that has come to Zimbabwe. The meetings proceeded very well. As far as we are concerned, the registrar of companies have already reserved the name Dangote for them without a problem. There were no complications there, and that was established. Further on, now as the Dangote team working with their local lawyers for the submission of their memos and articles to suit their requirements. Once that is done, they will then be registered with ZIMRA for tax purposes, and then with NASA for employment purposes in terms of contributions of their prospective employees, and then also with ZIMDEF for the working of training in terms of local people. As far as we are concerned, the only issues that will take time are the obtaining of mining concessions and rights. Obviously, these are issued by the Ministry of Mines and Mining Development where they exist. And if there are any existing claims which they would like, those can always be issued by the relevant minister in consultation, because this is an energy resource. This would need presidential assent. As you know, Dangote did meet with the presidium, and so this should be taking time. The Mining Affairs Board should also sit and consider those coal deposits and claims, and if so, give the necessary approvals.
What is the next step?
The next stage is the environmental assessment impact report in terms of whether the mining or the cement production or manufacturing or the coal rights, mining rights, how those will actually impact the environment. That normally takes about 60 to 90 days. And so once that is cleared, or even prior to its clearance, ZIA will issue an investment license. And we have said in this instance, it could normally take 2 days. In this case, my team is ready and will issue that license in 1 day.
How significant is this investment?
The Dangote Group on its own is actually wanting to invest a minimum of $1 billion, which would be the single largest group to make investments in three areas. That is in mining, in cement production, and then in power production. So those three areas are what we would call priority areas for Zimbabwe, because obviously we lack power. We have a shortage of power at present. We also see that the cement plant could possibly complement the three operations that we already have in Zimbabwe who are producing cement. And an additional production line, which is likely to be the biggest, will allow for economies of scale to be realized, which in turn should also lower the price of cement. And this has a trickle-down effect in terms of allowing more construction of houses, bridges perhaps. So obviously this will mean more jobs and lower prices for cement, all which are welcome.